Okay, Judges chapter 14, verses 1 through 4.
Now Samson went down to
Timnath. Do you mind getting up and turn and speak towards Stacy? You want Stacy to hear you.
Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father and mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me as a wife. Then his father and mother said to him, Is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren or among all my people that you go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father, Get her for me, for she pleases me well. But his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. For that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel.
Okay, all right, good job. In our leadership class, we're teaching how to get up and speak towards the back, and even to hold our head up when we bow our heads in prayer, because you in the back can't hear if I put my head down. So we practice these things. So he does a good job. So anyway, all right. So Samson went down to Timnath, and what did he see there? What's that? A beautiful woman.
Just says woman.
Well, I would imagine most women, most men.
She knows how men think. Okay. All right. So, kind of wondered what he was doing down in the land of the Philistines. It's a good question. Yeah. He's roaming around, getting in trouble.
Well, you didn't use your pointer to show where he was born and where he was born.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's go back to the...
You clicked on it.
I clicked on it. Okay, so... Timnah is right here. Okay? And...
born at Zorah.
Where's Zorah? There's Zorah. Okay? So he's roaming around down here at Timnah. And there's actually, I think, three different cities that are similar. I'm pretty sure this is the one where he was at. And so we've got Jerusalem that is over here. And we've got the Dead Sea that's going to be right in this area here. And so this is kind of an idea of where things are at. Bethlehem is right here. There's about, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think 5 miles between Jerusalem and Bethlehem, if I'm not mistaken. And so you can kind of see we might have 10 miles in here and then another 5 miles over to Timnah. So he's running around and he's obviously looking at women. And he says, I want this one. Now, the custom of the time had to do with the parents went and got the woman. I mean, this is how we learn something about customs at the time. We look, what did they do? Okay. And so that's what's neat about the Bible. You can look at some of these things and then read some of these other things that are dug up, and you can find that they're accurate in the way they do their customs. All right? Just a little tidbit on the inspiration of the Bible. And so...
Well, yes and no. Custom was for the mother and father to go get the bride.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't up to the son to tell them which one.
Well, and that's a good point. Okay, and that's where we're seeing the custom that they had to go get them, but we're also seeing some parents that I don't think they did a very good job of raising their child. Either that or he was so headstrong he refused to listen to instruction. There's some problems here in this family, all right? Because they're saying to him, isn't there a daughter of the Israelites that you could marry? Because if you remember, you go back into the law, what's the law? The law of Moses, which is which books? Which books of the Bible?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus,
there you go. Say it louder.
Genesis, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Okay, so that's the law. And the law said they were not supposed to marry anybody that's not an Israelite. Okay? And so he's disobeying God. Right off the bat, we got problems. All right? And so then he comes back to his mother and father and he says, I want her. Why?
He pleases me well.
Oh. Who's he thinking about?
Himself.
As we go down through this story, you're going to find out that you young people need to have a better criteria for than just looking for one that pleases you. Okay? You need to find one that pleases God. This woman did not please God in any way, shape, or form, and created a lot of problems for this man. And so let's go down to let me pick another point out here because I want to catch as much of this as I can. It says, but his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord because he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Remember the peace, sin. What did they call it?
Repentance.
Not repentance.
Repetition. Or,
no.
Bondage.
Repentance. And then deliverance. Okay, it's a cycle. All right. And so they are at the bondage place. All right. And so the Philistines are overrunning them and causing them great grief. All right. And so here we go back to this. God can use you whether or not you're doing the right thing or not. You want to be used in a way that you're doing the right thing and God's using you in that way. Okay? Because God's using him. All right? And he's doing things that are wrong. So now, verse 5 through 7.
And then Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came as far as the vineyards of Timnah. And behold, a young lion came roaring toward him. Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that he tore it as one tears a young goat through, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell us about his father or mother what he had done.
So okay. Go ahead.
So he went down and talked to the woman, and she looked good to Samson.
Okay, so here they're going down from Zora to Timnah. Okay, on the way down, they're a little distance apart, and this lion comes out. And remember, Samson has a great strength that was bound in where?
His hair.
His hair, okay? He was a Nazirite. As a Nazirite, they would never cut his hair. That was the Nazirite vow under the law of Moses, all right? And so he had a great strength, and he killed that lion. Now, he goes on down to Timnah, and what's he happy about? Why is he happy about her?
She pleased him.
Okay. All right. She pleased him. All right. Now, verses 8 through 9.
And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating, and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. But he told them not that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion.
He was supposed to be unclean for 7 days after touching that carcass, according to the law of Moses. Did he listen? Was he disobeying God? Okay. Did he eat out of this dead carcass? Mm-hmm. He took honey. Did he give it to his mother and father? Were they unknowingly unclean as well? The Bible never says anything about that. That's just a point that, you know, if they were to touch a dead body, they were supposed to be clean. And they were unclean, and they were washed, And then until I think a certain time, I don't remember the time frame.
7 days, I think.
I think 7 days for some. I don't know if that was an animal, or I think an animal was till midnight or something, but I can't, or the, till the next day. But at any rate, he gives them the honey. All right, so now this is where part of this story is unfolding. We're finding out what's going on. So 10 through 11.
So his father went down to the woman, and Samson gave a feast there. For a young man used to do so. And it happened when they saw him that they brought 30 companions to be with him.
Okay, here we got a little bit more of the custom, but they come down for the wedding. And it was the young man's responsibility, it looks like, to make a feast in this particular situation. And it sounds like, as you read the text, that the girl's father or parents brought in the 30 companions. Be careful who you choose for friends. You're getting some newfound freedoms. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where your Christianity begins to be tested. You have freedoms. You have opportunities. And you've got people that are not godly that you're going to be rubbing shoulders with every day. Every one of us goes through that. You're going to go to that. Okay? You're going to come to that point. You other three teens, I think all of you teens, right? Okay. You're so close that you're not, but it's close. But the thing is, you've got a newfound freedom. You got to be careful who you hang with, okay? It's a scary time. Those of us that are old, we was there, all right? And we would love to spare you the grief that we've seen people go through, and some of us have gone through. We're pleading with you. Do the right thing, okay? Samson wasn't real good at that. Okay, and so they had 30 companions, 12 12 through 16.
Then Samson said to them, "Let me pose a riddle to you. If you can correctly solve and explain it to me within the 7 days of the feast, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you cannot explain it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing." And they said to him, "Pose your riddle, that we may hear it." So he said to them, "Out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet." Now for 3 days they could not explain the riddle. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they said to Samson's wife, "Entice your husband that he may explain the riddle to us, or else we will burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you invited us in order to take what is ours? Is that not so?" Then Samson's wife wept on him and said, "You only hate me. You do not love me. You have posed a riddle to the sons of my people, but you have not explained it to me." And he said to her, "Look, I have not explained it to my father or my mother, so should I explain it to you?"
Okay. You know, as we look at this, I mean, she's kind of in a difficult situation. But whose side is she choosing? Is she on Samson's side?
Or she's trying to save her own neck.
She's trying to save her own neck. Okay. You know, this is quite a serious situation.
Well, the thing is, if these companions of his were any kind of people, they would never issue such an edict.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he's hanging with the wrong kind of people in the first place. They're threatening to burn her father's house down? Do you really want to hang with that kind of people?
Nope.
Where's that going to get you?
But aren't these the people that her parents brought?
No, this is what her parents. Her parents brought these people. These are the 30 companions that her parents brought to be at this party. 7-day party.
So they're very likely Philistines.
They're definitely going to be Philistines. Okay? And so...
my thinking is that her father brought them, but here they're threatening to burn her father's stuff.
So yeah. It's
kind of the father that's doesn't have very good company.
Okay. Good point. Okay.
It goes back to the Samson wouldn't even be in this problem. This would have never happened if he was staying with the Israelites instead of going to the Philistines to find a woman.
Does that make sense? You know, one of the things it would have never happened. And young and old alike, okay, we're all making choices. If you make a good choice in the first place,
it's liable to turn out well.
It's probably going to turn out good. But if you make stupid choices that go against God's direction, you're probably going to have problems. It's like the drug dealer that said, you religious people have the best life ever. Okay. You know, I'll never forget that. Why he don't change, I have no idea. He still don't want to do what's right. But he realized that there was blessings for following God. And so at any rate, they're tormenting her. They want to know. So 17 and 18.
Now she had wept on him the 7 days while their feast lasted.
This is the whole 7 days.
And it happened on the seventh day that he told her, because she pressed him so much. Then when she explained the riddle to the sons of her people, so the men of the city said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey and what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle. 19?
No, not yet. We're going to do it in just a minute. I know my time's up. Guys.
So is he calling his wife a heifer?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the phrase, you saddled that filly, now you got to deal with her? Okay. I grew up with that. Yep. You married that woman, now you got to deal with it. And that's what it amounts to. It's just heifer in this place instead of filly. And I'm going to tell you something, young people. When you tie the knot, you tied the knot. And you're going to have to go for the ride. And you better be looking for somebody that loves God more than they love you. That's right. Because if they love God more than they love you, they're going to help you to have an amazing life. But if they don't, you're fixing to go for the ride of your life. I do so much counseling. I would love to spare you. But number one, you need to be a mate worth having. So you better make sure you live for God. And if you're not going to live for God, don't destroy somebody else. Right.
Not to mention names, but we had someone here we thought had they had found someone else and they left the church and now they're not even in any church.
Yep.
Because of the person.
I know. Just the mate you choose, young people, it determines a lot to do with the rest of your life. Let's look happened because of the mate that he chose. 19 and 20.
Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashkelon and killed 30 of their men, took their apparel, and gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle. So his anger was rose, and he went back up to his father's house. And Samson's wife had... was given to his companion who had been his best man.
Okay, so here we got the map back. We're in Timnah where the feast is, and he closed clear down here to Ashkelon. He kills 30 men, and they were, Israel was supposed to wipe out all of the Israelites, okay? All of the Philistines. And so they didn't do it. So there's still thorns in their side. And so he goes down here and he kills 30 men and takes their 30 changes of garments and 30 sheets and takes it back to the 30 young men, companions. And then the girl's father gave his wife to another man. Who's up? Sorry, I didn't mean to take all your time. Just most of it.